All right, we're going to go ahead and get started here with our post-race media availability here at North Wilkesboro after tonight's NASCAR Cup Series event. And we've now been joined by the race-winning crew chief, Paul Wolf, and the vice chairman, Walt Zarnicki. Thank you both for joining us. Congratulations on that win. I'll put this question up to both of you. Obviously, this season has been one where you guys have had some good runs, not so good runs, making your way, you know, up in the points. Paul, maybe you can take this one. Just how did you guys approach this weekend, and then just how does it feel to have the 22 back in victory lane?
Well, you're being really nice saying we had good weekends. It hasn't felt like we've had a lot of good weekends this year. It's obviously been a bit of a struggle for us, the 22 team, and just trying to find speed. I mean, obviously the short track stuff has always been a strength of ours, and you know, we were fortunate to test here back in December, and then we tested again in January. We've run a lot of laps here in the last few years, and you know, proud that we've been able to continue to learn from our time on the track and be able to apply it. As long ago as that test feels like, a lot of the stuff we did or some of the things we did that we felt like were a gain, we were able to apply to our car tonight, and it was great to see the results from it. So, I said to someone a couple weeks ago, you know, we're coming into this stretch where there's a lot of racetracks that are typically strong tracks for us, and almost feel more pressure coming to these places, just not wanting to screw it up and making sure we're able to capitalize and get the most out of it. And proud that everyone was able to do that tonight. It was pretty flawless. And, you know, coming into this, 450 laps is a lot of laps around here. And it definitely felt like it on top of the box tonight. But the guys were great on pit road all night. And we were making small little adjustments. Joey didn't want much. And the car stayed good all night. So, like I said, proud of the effort. And we'll continue to push forward here and see what we can get as we close out the regular season.
All right. And, Walt, for you, two back-to-back wins for Team Penske, with Ryan winning last week and Joey obviously taking home the victory tonight. Just talk a little bit about, you know, what that momentum does for the company.
Well, first of all, it's a great morale builder. Last week it was. But I really, really felt, and I said this to someone a little bit ago, I really felt that, and Paul, you may agree or disagree, but the run you had at Chicago 2 weeks ago was a real positive for the team, particularly in the third stage and the adjustments you made, and that seemed to carry through last week and into this week as well. But from a morale standpoint, we couldn't ask for any more. So really, really great. The team, you know, it's kind of a cliche, but these guys just kept digging. They have for the first half of the season, and we hope the momentum continues.
All right, we'll go ahead and go to questions. If you have one, we have several. We'll get to as many as we can. We will start with Reed Spencer here in the middle in the blue.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Paul, did the race go pretty much the way you thought it would? I mean, with 175-lap green flag run to the finish and a real lack of cautions in that period of time?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of unknowns coming into this race just because, you know, we haven't had a full field race here before, just being an all-star race. So I didn't really know exactly what to expect. And then we were on a little different tire here as well. So we weren't sure, based off of testing back in early in the season, you know, was it going to play out a lot like it did for the All-Star weekend last year, or was it going to be a little different? So there was quite a bit of unknowns. I wouldn't say we had a set thought in our mind of how it was going to go. It was just really being ready to adapt as we, you know, as the race got going, as it unfolded. And all the guys did a great job. I mean, all our guys, you know, during the race in the war room and on top of the box and understanding to the point, like, where's the tire degradation go over the run and, you know, the pit strategy when we get those cautions. I think we saw a little different stuff there early in the race, with I think the 11 staying out and guys doing two, and we felt like four was the right call. But so we were kind of learning a little bit on the fly, just as there was a lot of variables that were different than what we had last year. But I'm not surprised the way it played out, but I wouldn't say I had a thought in my mind of exactly this was how it was going to be.
All right, we'll go to Kelly and then up front to Jordan.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Paul, in your opening, as you and Amanda said, right, like there's races where it feels like it's good, and then there's races where it's like, where's the 22 team? The win in the end is obviously gone this year. So, I mean, you guys have kind of been bouncing around that bubble spot. Like, how different is that for you guys? Because you know you can't just rely on if we hit it one weekend, we're going to be fine. So I'm just curious how that's changed maybe the thinking at all for you guys and how you've gone through this season when you've been in this position.
Yeah, well, it's for sure been different. You know, and I, with our struggles we had, you know, and there's a lot of DNFs in there as well. But as you kind of look, when you get this far into the season, if you look at where the point standings are, where guys are, it ends up being where they've typically been running. And unfortunately, we've been running around that position, that 16th, 17th, 18th, right, where we are in the standings. So over time, it works itself out. With that being said, like, you know, are we still a contender for a championship? Well, I don't know. I mean, we still have a lot of work to do to get the other style racetracks where they need to be, the ones we've obviously struggled on this year. We know the short tracks are our strength, and I think the first thing we need to do is make sure we execute on these weekends here leading up to the end of the regular season and score those points to at least give ourselves a shot. And then from there, you know, we're continuing to work and try to find things that suit what Joey's looking for. I mean, I think the mile and a half have obviously been our struggle, and just getting him comfortable where he can have the speed where we can contend. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just continuing to work. And you know, I've told Joey a couple times over the last one. I know he gets frustrated at time in the car, but we haven't stopped working. You know, we've continued to give him everything we know, and the pit crew's been flawless. I think we're a solid top five team on pit road by a lot of the stats, and I've just continued to, you know, preach to those guys that just make sure we continue to work at that level, because eventually we're going to get the car where it needs to be, and then we need those guys to be at that level, and they showed that tonight, which was super encouraging. We were flawless on pit road, and you know, we just had a dominant performance because everyone has continued to work at the level and the expectation of everyone at Team Penske.
All right, Jordan, go ahead.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. We'll start with Paul, kind of the same tenor. How do you not have self-doubt and start questioning yourself and where you guys have been at during this, not just this year, but even going back to last year in the winless streak?
Oh, I do. I mean, there's doubts for sure at times. I mean, I don't know how anyone can struggle at times like we did this year and not, you know, doubt if, you know, are we doing this right? Are we ever going to win again? Like, that's just, I guess that's how I've approached in general. It's like, it's not about what we did last week. It's like, what are we doing right now, right? And, but I'm good at trying to keep a level head and keeping everyone around me the same way. I don't get too emotional over the highs and the lows, and I hope that kind of rubs off on everyone to keep them kind of focused and doing their job, and knowing that if we all continue to work hard and work smart, make sure we're working in the right areas, that, you know, been doing it long enough that it goes in waves, and we'll eventually get back to where we need to be. And, you know, we made the most of our opportunity tonight, so that I think that proves that point a little bit, and letting everyone know that, you know, we can't give up on this because we still have a lot of talent and ability here, and we made the most of tonight.
This question is for both of you. There's been a discrepancy, I think it's fair to say, between the 12 car and the other two Penske cars even dating back to last year. Why is there such a discrepancy between what the 12 was able to do on a near weekly basis versus what the other two cars are able to do?
Well, I think it goes back to the fact that, and I think a lot of you appreciate this, everybody likes their own car the way they want it. I'm not saying that Joey drives the car any better than Blaney or Blaney drives the car any better than Joey. And by the way, I wanted to just give a shout out to Blaney. He had a great run tonight. Pit road speeding penalty didn't help. I think we would have been a top 10 car as well there, as well as Austin. So we had three good cars. Austin got caught out on that pit stop. But it goes back to, again, in our shop, even though the cars are all built in the same shop, everybody does their own thing, if you will. And we go back to the days, it's kind of a classic story in our shop of Rick Mears and Bobby Unser, teammates, great champions, both. Unser could not drive a loose race car. It had to be tight. He always wanted to oversteer in it. Mears, on the other hand, he said, I can't drive his car. So I think there's a little bit of that. There those little nuances, those little bits of changes, the little changes until you hit it just right the way the driver wants it. But to Paul's point, these guys haven't stopped working at all. They really haven't. And they really haven't. And as he said, yeah, you doubt when you're on a little bit of a string like that, like they've been on. But you just keep going. And these guys have. And they've been an inspiration, really, for everybody else in the shop. And I think the 12 has helped that as well by their performance. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. I think, you know, we always were fortunate to have a lot of, you know, talent in our stable. And obviously Blaney's is really good right now. And I think every driver, the way they drive, they have different techniques and things that fit the way they want to drive or feel. And you know, when you're not running well as a team, you know, we're very open book within our company. That's why we've been able to have the success that we have. So we always kind of look and build off from, I guess, your best car depending on where you're going, right? When we go to a place like North Wilkesboro or Loudoun, like the 12's looking, all right, well, what's the 22 do there, right? Because that's a strength of ours. And so when we go to these, it's really the mile and a half tracks is our weakness compared to the 12. So we look at where he's at, and that's kind of a baseline, if you will. And then we, from there, we have to, like, try to tweak it to get what Joey's looking for because he drives the car a little differently. But overall, I mean, the basic concept's the same, and then you're just trying to find that little bit of feel that's going to make him comfortable to be able to hold the gas pedal down more and make that speed. And I think, you know, Blaney's just the way he drives the car and his techniques at a lot of these tracks, it's not just versus his teammates, it's versus the field. I mean, he's really good at it. I think even when you look at where the Fords are in general, and we kind of judge ourselves off of the other Fords as a whole, like Blaney always seems to stand out. He's pretty special right now on certain tracks. So we try to build off of that to get Joey where he needs to be. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But it's not always as easy as just making it the same, although we use that as a baseline, but then continue to work from there.
I think that's a great point. I want to really emphasize what you said, Paul, or underscore it, about it being an open book in our shop. For those of you who have been in our shop, the cars are all built right next to each other. There are no secrets. You can walk over and look at the 12 car. You can go over and look at the 2 car and vice versa. The crew chiefs all sit within 25 feet of each other. So there's an open dialogue, if you will, all the time. So.
Yep. All right, John, go ahead.
John Newby, FanBuzz. This question's for both of you. Speaking to Joey many times over the past few years, it's apparent that he is someone who hates finishing second, and he's had way worse finishes than that over the past year. So what has this been like behind the scenes for someone as fiercely competitive as him, having to deal with all of these struggles?
Honestly, maybe it's just his experience level at this point, but for me and the team and my engineers and how we handle the week-to-week meetings and preparation, like, he's been able to stay really positive and seems to be able to focus like he does when we're winning and winning championships. So, like, he does a good job of, you know, being able to maintain, you know, a positive attitude, which is important for the team and the team guys, right, to keep everyone motivated. And so exactly how he does it, I don't know, maybe it's a good question for him, but I would say he does a good job of trying, you know. I mean, obviously he gets frustrated, and everyone hears it on the radio from time to time, but overall he's, in my mind, he's pretty, does a really nice job of just continuing to work through it, and be as positive as he can, and continuing to give his feedback and what he thinks, and we continue to work on it.
Yeah, I've had some candid conversations with Joey over these last 10 or 12 weeks, but he's never lost his positive attitude. He hasn't lost the fact that he's a three-time champion and understands that. He didn't forget how to drive the car, to use a cliche, but he's frustrated, as Paul said, and he's expressed it. But he doesn't, at least with me, he's not been I don't want to say wild about it, but he hasn't lost his composure. He's very analytical about it. And what can we do to get better? And I think it's really been great to see the way he and Paul have continued to work together as they have over the last several weeks, and to have a, you know, a conclusion and a result like we had here tonight. And this isn't the end of the season for sure, but it's really a boost for them and for the team for the rest of the year. But yet, as Paul said a minute ago, Joey's frustrated. He was frustrated. He wasn't very frustrated when I saw him here about 10 minutes ago, but that's good. But he's not lost his positive attitude. But that's his very nature, as you all know. He's a very positive person, but analytical as well.
All right, any final questions? Okay, I'm going to go to Trenton right here.
This is for Paul, Trent Worsham from the Grid Media. You mentioned the weakness being, you know, the bigger tracks and stuff compared to Blaney, but after that you have Iowa, Richmond, New Hampshire, then the Penske cars are always good at Daytona drafting. What kind of run could this team go on in the next several weeks before the chase?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. I mean, I think coming into this weekend we were optimistic. Like I said, we had good tests here preseason. Was very optimistic, but still cautious. You know, when you've been on a struggle of a season, you never know what could happen. But like I said, it's proved out that continuing to stay focused and do what we know how to do, we were able to execute and get the performance we needed. So I think if anything, it just reassures myself, and I'm sure the driver, that we can go to these tracks that are strength of ours, I guess, if you will, and put on good performances and really work our way up with gain a lot of points. You know, is it going to get us to where we need to be a contender for a championship? I'm not going to say that, but you never know. I mean, Joey has shown he does really well under pressure. Like, that's not a weakness of our team. We've been able to perform at the highest level when there's a lot on the line, but it's obviously a lot different format this year, and realistic to know that, you know, you're going to be at quite a deficit when the playoffs start if you come in at, you know, just over the cut. So for me, it's about, like I said, making sure we maximize these races to end out the regular season, make sure we're getting all we're capable of, and then we'll kind of see where we are when it all resets and focus forward. But I feel good about where we're at and our opportunities over the next month or so.
We got a big weekend coming up next weekend, very special for all of us. So we're focusing on that for sure.
All right, with that note, congratulations to both of you on that victory.
Thank you.
Enjoy it this week and enjoy next week as well. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.